Hey y'all, I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm on a mission to help photographers just like you build successful senior photography businesses. Why? Because when I first started, I couldn't find the answers I was looking for to help me in my business, and I don't want that for you. I created Seniorology to be a complete resource full of education, information, and inspiration for senior photographers. With over 10 years of experience and a lot of trial and error, I've learned what it takes to create a six-figure senior photography business that is still going strong today. I created this podcast with you, the senior photographer, in mind to share with you what works and what doesn't, what I'm actually implementing in my own business in order to help you create the business of your dreams and become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Are you ready? Let's get started. Hey there, and welcome to the Seniorology Podcast. I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I am so happy you're here. If you're a high school senior photographer trying to grow your business, then this is the perfect place for you. As a senior photographer with a business that's been up and running for over 12 years, I can confidently say that by having the right tools, mindset, and education, you can become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Because guess what? If I can do it, so can you. And I'm here to help you every step of the way. I'm thrilled to have you join us for another episode of the Seniorology Podcast. Today, we are diving into a topic that is a crucial part of a successful photography business, but may sometimes get overlooked, and it is the PR of photography. I'm not sure if many of you know this, but I actually have a degree in public relations and advertising. I went to school originally for business, but quickly found out that there was too much math involved and found that by switching to journalism, I would not have to take as much math. Yay. I thought originally I wanted to be in broadcast journalism. My dream was to be a reporter on Entertainment Tonight. But I had a professor that was trying to prove a point that by being in the broadcast world, you had to do anything for the job, and part of doing anything meant looking the way the television station wanted you to look, which meant cutting your hair for that specific news anchor style. I said, no way, and immediately dropped the class. If you see me, you know that I have a huge head of hair, and cutting it is just out of the question. So I had to find a different track under the journalism umbrella, and PR and advertising is what I chose. It was a good fit for me, and throughout my jobs before being a photographer and also in my photography business, I've used the knowledge that I learned in school. So what exactly is PR? According to Google, it is the professional maintenance of a favorable public image by a company. To put it simply, it is the communication from a company to the public so that they have a positive idea of that company. How does that apply to photography? Well, you want your photography business to have good PR, so you want to make sure that you are communicating with the public, your potential clients and clients, in a way that leaves a positive impression on them. In a way, it's your company's reputation based on what you do, what you say, what others say and think about you and your business. As business owners, we want people to regard us and our photography services positively because our reputation is everything, and that leads to word of mouth, which leads to more booked clients. When it comes to the PR of senior photography, you want to always portray a positive image to attract both the parents and the seniors. PR may be something you are already doing in your business without even realizing it. Traditionally, PR is used as a way to get a business in the media. When I was in college, I wrote a ton of press releases to get media attention for the good things the hospital where I interned was doing. The goal was to get exposure on these things so the public would see the hospital in a positive light. The same thing can work with your photography business. You want the public, aka your potential clients, to see you in a positive light by utilizing public relations strategies such as getting your business in the press, the news, a newspaper, other publications, etc. people will see you as an expert and they will see you as more valuable because of your expertise. And when you can get a trusted news outlet to feature your business, you increase your credibility exponentially. You can increase brand recognition, establish credibility, and ultimately reach your goal of booking more seniors with the power of PR. One of my Seniorology semester students, Aaron of Aaron Bancroft Photography in Chattanooga, Tennessee, was just featured on a local lifestyle show called The Daily Refresh. Aaron was able to share about her photography business and why she loves photographing seniors. She shared the importance of senior photos and how they are probably the last professional photos a senior is likely to have taken until she gets married. The show featured some of her images while she talked, and she got a lot of great exposure from this experience. And it was free, which is the best, right? She even told me, "I'm already getting inquiries for March and May." I will link Erin's Instagram in the show notes, as well as her feature on this news program. I'm so proud of Erin for finding new ways to get her business name out there and using PR strategies to gain exposure. Now, if you need more help marketing to seniors and getting booked for senior sessions, making four figures per senior session, and becoming the go-to senior photographer in your area, the Seniorology Semester is a six-month coaching program specifically designed for you. This program includes marketing to seniors and their parents, building websites that convert visitors into clients, pricing your work for profit, creating an amazing experience that seniors want to be a part of, and so much more. The Seniorology Semester is currently open for enrollment. If you're ready to take the senior side of your business to the next level, book senior clients on repeat and make four figures per session, the Seniorology Semester is for you. You can learn more about it by visiting www.seniorology.com/semester or clicking on the link in the show notes. Now, you may be wondering, why would a news outlet want to feature your photography business? Well, guess what? It's your job to tell them why. News outlets are always looking for stories that will resonate with their audience. So you have to be able to pitch to them why your business would be a good fit. But even before you get to the pitch or the why for a news outlet to feature you, your first step is to make a list of places to possibly be featured. Now, one thing I want to point out, if your goal is to get more seniors to book you, it is important that you are featured by a news outlet or publication that your actual potential clients will see. What does that mean? Well, being featured in a photography magazine that only photographers really see is great. I know you want to add that badge to your website, but it may not be the best way to actually get clients to book you. The fact of the matter is, you need to be featured in places that local high school seniors and their parents will see. And a lot of them don't know these photography magazines even exist. I know that may not be what you want to hear, and I'm not saying don't get featured in these publications. They can do wonders for your confidence. But if your strategy is to get booked by high school seniors, then you have to look at local outlets to be featured, because your local audience is who's most likely going to be booking you, not other photographers in other parts of the country. I hope that doesn't seem too harsh, but it's just the truth. The goal should always be to get booked, and the best way to do that is to get in front of your specific potential clients. Now, here are some examples of places to be featured that are local, that your local potential clients could potentially see you and hear about you. Number one, your local news station or stations. A local talk show that may be in your city, your local newspaper, your city's magazine. I know for me, we have a few local magazines in my town, and they would all be great places to be featured. Maybe you have neighborhood publications in neighborhoods near you. I'm personally featured each year in a few neighborhood magazines for their graduation article, where they feature seniors that live in the neighborhood and congratulate them on graduation. Maybe other blogs from local businesses where you can be featured. Social media for other businesses that you can collaborate with or be featured on their social media. There are lots of different avenues and ways to get exposure in the media for your photography business. Now that you have your list of possible places to be featured, your second step is to do some research and understand not only these outlets, but also their audience. You want to be able to understand what their audience would want to hear about so that you can craft a pitch to these outlets that will have the best shot at being featured. Another great thing to research is their past stories and the timing of those stories. For instance, like the neighborhood publication I mentioned, every year around the same time before graduation, they feature the seniors in the neighborhood and the photos of those seniors. They, of course, credit the photographer and write about who took the photos. So by knowing this, I can reach out to them the same time every year and try to get featured. I can also maybe even elaborate on a feature, maybe even pitch something like why it's important to document senior year since they're already going to be showcasing senior photos at a certain point in this publication. By knowing that this publication does this type of feature, I know that their audience obviously likes to see these photos of the seniors in the neighborhood. So how can I take that knowledge and create a pitch to get an even bigger feature idea in this publication? Now, step three in utilizing PR strategies in your photography business is to craft the pitch. Now that you know potential places to be featured, you have to craft a professional pitch that details why these outlets should feature you. It's essentially a story idea that you send to potential news outlets or publications to get them to feature your business. And you have to use the list and the research that you did in steps one and two to personalize each pitch specifically to that outlet to have the best chance of being featured. When it comes to getting our businesses out there, we have to be proactive. We can't sit back and hope someone hears about something we are doing in our business and want to feature us. No, we can't. We have to tell them. Contacting these publications and telling them why they should feature you is the goal of the pitch. And don't be discouraged if your first pitch doesn't get you featured. The thing with news outlets and publications is it's all about timing. So what you pitch today may not be what they need, but following up and pitching again could be the key in connecting with them when they need what it is you are pitching. Now, let me go through seven key ingredients to the perfect pitch. Number one, tailor your story or pitch to each outlet and their audience. That's why I suggest doing all that research. Number two, make sure your story is unique and compelling. It can't just be, I take senior photos. You've got to give them a reason to want to feature you. Number three, be professional. Make sure you check your grammar and spelling. Number four, showcase your expertise. Number five, include visuals to illustrate your story. I mean, after all, we are photographers, so you should definitely have the visuals. Number six, be clear on what it is, what's in it for them, meaning why would the news outlet or publication want to feature you? And lastly, include your contact information. You want them to be able to get in touch with you. Now, let's go through a few ideas of stories that local news outlets may want to feature for senior photographers. Maybe your area has a local interior design magazine and you're a senior photographer that specializes in prints and products. You could pitch a story on how important framed artwork is for decorating your home. Maybe a local news station does a series featuring small businesses in your area and you could be one they feature. Maybe you have a senior model team that does charity work for a local charity and you could reach out to local news stations to share what you are doing as a team for that charity. Maybe your town has local artists that paint murals all over the city and you're doing a senior photography photo shoot featuring your seniors on these different murals to gain awareness for these artists and share this with your local news outlet to be featured. Maybe it's graduation time and you can contact a local news outlet and share tips on how parents can capture graduation day the best way possible. These are just a few ideas, but you need to ask yourself, what are you doing in your photography business that could be seen as newsworthy or feature worthy? When you answer that question, you'll have a pitch to send to your list of potential outlets to be featured. The goal is to constantly be creating ways to get your business out into the public. Sure, you can sit back, hope someone shares your business with their friends, and wait for the phone to ring to book clients. Or you can take a proactive approach and use PR as one of the strategies to get booked by seniors. I don't know about you, but I choose the latter because the more I can do to get booked, the better my results are. The more people that hear about you and hear about you in a way that is perceived as the expert or the go-to senior photographer in your area, the more potential clients you can reach and book. We want to use public relations to establish credibility for what we do, create a positive impression for our business in the public's eye, attract clients to our business, and ultimately book more seniors and make more money. There you have it, guys. Part one of the PR of Photography series. Your homework for today's episode is, number one, make a list of potential outlets in which you can be featured. And make sure they're local so people that can actually work with you see about your business. Number two, research these outlets to understand what they like to feature and who their audience is. Number three, craft a pitch to tell these outlets why you should be featured. And number four, don't forget to follow up and continue to pitch so you get featured. Be sure to tune in next week for part two of the series, where we'll dive into how to create your own PR by using the tools that you have at your disposal. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you found it useful and will take these tips to use PR strategically for your senior photography business. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss a new episode, and please share it with your photographer friends too. If you're looking to connect and market to seniors more effectively, or you want advice on breaking out as an educator in the photography world, I would love to hear from you and help you in any way that I can. If you have questions or you just want to chat, you can DM me on Instagram or email me at info@seniorology.com. And if you like this episode, please let me know. I love hearing from my listeners and would love to hear from you too. You can leave a review or email me directly and let me know what other topics you want to hear right here on this podcast. I'll be back next week with an all new episode. See you then, guys. Thank you for listening to the Seniorology Podcast.